Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, February 12, 2008. The great Abraham Lincoln's birthday, kiddies.
Happy birthday, Abe Lincoln.
Happy birthday, Abe.
And to my brother-in-law.
Hey, go Abe. Go Abe. It's your birthday.
What? Free, everybody.
What?
Emancipate.
What?
Gettysburg.
All right, any old how. I've got that on my license plate.
Gettysburg?
You know, Gettysburg.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I do, as a matter of fact.
I think that means that people should shoot at you. That's what I always think of when I see
that. Sometimes I have lived in certain neighborhoods. Geek Radio Daily, produced by our very own super producer and minor internet celebrity, Billy Flynn.
Peace out, player.
Thank you.
And, of course, myself sitting here, I'm just being the vicar.
The crack vicar.
Because that's what I do. Thank you. The Kingfish making an appearance here.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. All right, it's Tuesday. Let's talk some television.
I suppose we can do that.
Ha-ha. I'm not altogether certain why that was French. Television.
Ha-ha. Anything that's got that O at the end.
It's
be.
French Tuesday.
Ha-ha.
All right.
So Abraham Lincoln was French?
Oui.
Okay.
You know, I was Wikipedia-ing him this morning, trying to look for some trivia for our terrestrial radio program.
See?
And I'm fascinated by genealogical stuff, so I was fascinated by the fact that there's a photo of a very good photograph of his dad.
Yeah?
Of Lincoln's father, Thomas.
I didn't know that.
That's just neat to see, that's Abraham Lincoln's pop. You know, you wouldn't think.
From that time, not the easiest things to find.
No, they're not, and so you wouldn't necessarily think. I'm fascinated by... just stop the damn music.
Okay,
just stop it. Yeah, forget it. I'm fascinated by photos of people you didn't think there'd be photos of. Abe Lincoln's dad, first of all, that blows me away. I know I'm a history geek.
Right.
There is a photograph of Dolly Madison.
Hello, Dolly.
I just think that's effing cool.
You mean the little cakes?
No, the chick.
Oh, okay.
The actual chick. There is a photograph. It may be the earliest president of whom we have a photograph, though it was taken, obviously, after his term of office. But John Quincy Adams, there's a photograph of him as an old man.
Oh.
A photo of John Quincy Adams, for God's sake. That blows my
mind.
That
was back when you had to sit still for half an hour for the picture to take.
Oh, I expect so. I don't remember what year he died, but it's an early, early photo. You know, they're pretty common by the 1860s.
Yeah, yeah.
And Andrew Jackson, there's a photo of him as an old man.
Wow.
I just find that freaking fascinating.
Never knew these things.
Sorry, TV.
For
Big
real
Brother,
this time.
Big Brother returns.
Yes.
It's just sad, but...
This is
the ninth season
of
Big Brother.
I'm kind of excited because it says Big Brother till death do you part.
Ooh.
Are they going to kill each other?
Actual combat.
Because I'd watch that. You know I would.
I agree. CBS with nine seasons. You're kidding me with this. Really?
Dude, come on. How long has Survivor been on?
I remember we made fun of this show when it first came on.
I still do.
Well, yeah.
No doubt. Right after that, there was the season two of Jericho. All the fans that sent in little cans of nuts to CBS to say, don't get rid of our show.
It worked. It didn't work for Journeyman.
Nope.
But it worked for Jericho,
yes.
So it's back. That's
so it's
cool.
back. Yeah. So there you go for everybody.
All right. I've got the singers on American Idol tonight on Fox. Finally, finally, they're in Hollywood. Mind you, some of them still aren't that good.
To me, this is where the show gets stupid, because there's not the entertaining, awful people.
They're not awful, although I'm sucked in now,
okay.
So I got to keep watching.
Fine. AMC tonight, The Day the Earth Stood Still, the Michael Rennie classic film, Klaatu Barada Nictu, baby.
Yeah, what you said.
That's
that sounds
right.
Dirty when you say it, though.
It's just because you were a dirty man.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty man.
I'm the vicar.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Six sad men.
Anyway, hey, FX is showing the first of them their X-Men movies tonight.
Hey, not
as you
too
said,
shabby.
It was not too shabby, not too great,
no.
But not too shabby either, mostly because, as you pointed out to me earlier, sir, it's set up. The damn good
X-Men 2.
This is what I'm saying.
That's just fantastic.
Although, if you judge a film by the merits of the one that follows it,
yeah.
What do we say about X-2?
That Bryan Singer really should have stuck around and waited for Superman.
Yeah. No,
BET tonight showing Boomerang, the forgotten Eddie Murphy film, Halle Berry, and that fun little movie.
Okay, I like Boomerang
a lot. Boomerang.
I think Boomerang's a damn good movie.
It's
I like a lot
movie.
Of the Eddie Murphy, like Harlem Nights. That's a good movie.
As long as you don't watch it after the sting, yeah.
I enjoy it. Well, right, I know, but I enjoyed that. I like Eddie Murphy.
There you go.
Oh, it's Arsenio Hall's birthday today.
Oh!
Yeah.
So he's Abraham Lincoln.
Thought I'd mention that.
Excellent.
There's the connection.
There
it's
is.
All a big circle.
Discovery Channel tonight on Dirty Jobs, looking at a mud mineral excavator. I don't know what kind of minerals you need. I guess the ladies that go to spas and pay for mud treatments would know.
I don't know what that means.
I've
got Scott Bakula and Candace Bergen together again because you demanded it, Billy.
Yeah?
You personally.
Me? Okay.
Their characters had a romance years ago on Murphy Brown. Now on ABC, They're on Boston Legal.
Aww,
Bakula guest
so
stars
sweet.
Tonight. Yeah.
Tonight, MSNBC shows you how false celebrities can fall when they show Predator Raw, the unseen tapes. I guess it's Predator gone wild. I got no idea.
Predator is in the Screech tape.
It's evidently. Yeah, no, you should never do that. If I'm going to watch anything tonight, though, it's probably going to be over there on the Hallmark Channel because tonight a man enters a baking competition to save his family's bakery, but he has to partner with a headstrong baker whom they don't get along at first.
Tom Baker.
But they learn to get along and maybe, just maybe, find love. Tonight, Lauren Holly and Costas Mandalore star in Just Desserts.
But does hilarity ensue?
At about 36 minutes, yes.
At that point?
Yes.
That's your prediction. You haven't seen it. You're just predicting.
I'm just saying.
All right.
I know how these things work.
Okay.
I'm not dumb.
Well, there we go. Today. That's what's on the tube tonight. I'm actually not watching any TV tonight because I got a couple of fellas coming over to play some Halo 3 this evening. Yes, indeed.
You guys going online?
No.
Oh, because if so, I was like, well, maybe I'll find you and shoot you in the head.
Going to play amongst ourselves. You're welcome to come, by the way. Come on and play if you want
to. See.
It's Warren. Adam, I don't think you've met, but Warren and Adam are coming over. We're going to play some Halo 3, baby!
Yeah,
at his house tonight at 7 o'clock after my little girly girls go to bed.
Make sure they plug it up right so you got the good graphics.
Well, we're going to.
Okay.
The vicaress is out doing something, somebody. I don't
God
know what
only
the hell she's doing.
Something or somebody.
Yeah, she's gone, and I'm watching the kids. So
she's
they go to
gone.
Bed at 7.
Oh,
and I'm going to play me some Halo.
There you
Booyah!
Go. There you go, Mr.
So
Man.
I'm going to tape, or rather DVR, that their American Idol tonight.
Wow. Well, then you could hurry up and fast forward it later. That's probably
that
the best
way to watch it, actually, because
yeah,
I can watch Idol in about half an hour.
Good.
And if you watch it in half an hour, it's kind of entertaining.
Okay. I'll trust you.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. Just trust me.
I won't watch it, but I'll trust you.
What are you doing tonight?
I have no idea at this point.
Well, come play Halo, for God's sake.
Maybe I will. I have no idea.
7 o'clock.
We'll see.
Hey, if you do, bring a controller.
Oh, okay.
Because Warren brings his 360 over because, got no damn 360.
And why not?
I don't have any money.
Okay.
Warren is bringing his. He only has two controllers. Adam is bringing a controller. So if you come, sir, you have to come with a controller.
Okay. We'll
All right.
See.
It's Tuesday, so we got DVD talk, right?
Uh-huh.
Cool. We're going to do that in just a minute. Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, February 12th.
Hi, I'm Amir.
And I'm JC.
What the heck?
You know, we got really tired of you one-upping us in the last promo, so we cloned ourselves.
That's right, clone, haha!
Oh, that's original. Ow!
See, you can't geek-foo us with your sarcasm, not all seven of us at the same time, anyway. Clone, 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 clone,
carbon
clone.
Copies of the JC, baby.
Oh, please. Oh!
Give it up, Lafferty. I'm the superior podcaster.
I thought I was the superior podcaster.
Everyone knows that I'm superior.
JC, if you have access to all the weird stuff in your books, then I have access as well.
So?
Ow! Do you remember that my book is about gods?
Oh, crap.
Aw, shit.
Download the Seventh Son Trilogy and the Heaven series and look for Playing for Keeps there in November at patiobooks.com.
Alrighty, Ruth in there. Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, February the 12th, 2008.
Really?
Crap, I already forgot. What are we doing first here?
I believe what we're going to do is take a look at some geek news.
Ah.
See?
Geek news. All right. Can
geek
I start? Because I got Star
Please.
Wars stuff.
By all means.
StarWars.com officially announcing the new animated series Star Wars The Clone Wars will air on Cartoon Network beginning this fall, followed by reruns airing shortly after on TNT.
Fred Berry?
Yes, nice. Fred Rerun Barry. It's true. Lucasfilm produced Clone Wars independently. Until now, it's unknown what network would be showing the series. So first on Cartoon Network, then on TNT. And as part of the deal, the partnership between Lucasfilm, Warner Brothers, and TBS, they are also going to... They're also announcing that The Clone Wars will be first seen by audiences as a theatrical film.
Ooh, what?
Reportedly collecting the first three episodes.
Interesting.
Released by Warner Brothers in North American theaters on Friday, August 15th.
And no Jar Jar Binks in sight.
No
so
Jar
good.
Jar. So that's what I got there.
Cool. The estate of Lord of the Rings creator J.R.R. Tolkien is suing the film studio that released the trilogy based on his books, claiming the company failed to pay a cut of gross profits. That sounds a little familiar, doesn't it? The writer's estate, a charity dubbed the Tolkien Trust, and original Lord of the Rings publisher HarperCollins, filed the lawsuit against New Line Cinema on Monday in Los Angeles Superior Court. It claims New Line was required to pay 7.5% of gross receipts from the films to Tolkien's estate and other plaintiffs. The lawsuit estimates the film has reaped nearly $6 billion $1 billion combined.
Right, and this is, as you said, you alluded to it, but I think it's worth actually just overtly coming out and saying
Peter Jackson
who was responsible. See, if anybody was single-handedly responsible for that behemoth which saved that studio, it's Peter Jackson, and they tried not to pay him.
Yes.
I mean, I like to lionize New Line.
New Line.
I like to lionize New Line because they had the balls to do this and get this done. But, geez, man, apparently they're not paying anybody. Billions with
billions.
A B. Billions of dollars. Come on, man.
Come on. Get yourself together.
Andy, I know. I'm irritated by this.
Why me?
Oh, it's me. Okay,
it
sure. I'm going to talk about a wiener. Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. You've seen these.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Uh-huh.
On Route 15, about 2 miles south of Mansfield. Mansfield where?
What the hell?
Was this New York?
I know
they were heading from Syracuse in the Wienermobile.
Sure.
From Syracuse to Penn State.
Oh, well, there you go. Somewhere along the way.
Wiener accident. Driven by hot doggers. That's what they call the Goodwill ambassadors, by the way.
Okay.
They call them hot doggers, okay? There are only 12 of them in the country. Two for each of the six Wienermobiles. Apparently, it's quite a stringent thing to be a hot dogger.
Okay.
It's a badge of pride, sir,
to be a
hot dogger. But apparently, part of their job is to recruit replacements. These guys named Volpini and Goody, those are their names, okay? They were driving from Syracuse University, fulfilling the promise to the winner of, quote, a weekend with the Wienermobile contest, okay?
All right.
They were heading toward Penn State, where they were going to recruit candidates when Mother Nature intervened, putting the plastic pork sickle on the median and out of service. 7,000 pounds, you wouldn't think you'd have these issues, but the ice and snow too much. I think this is Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Police Detective Dave Kurzuski.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, police contacted.
Oh.
Sorry, I effed that up.
That's fine.
Police contacted Dave Kurzuski of Costi's Truck and Auto Mart, so he got to do something not everybody gets to do, rescue the wiener. He says, quote, I've pulled out a lot of vehicles, he said, but that's the first wiener I've ever pulled out.
On a sadder note, legendary comics writer Steve Gerber passed away on Sunday. That was February 10th due to complications from pulmonary fibrosis. He was 60 years old, best known for his creation, Howard the Duck.
Oh.
Gerber was responsible for many of memorable characters from the 1970s, including Omega the Unknown, which I truly loved, Man-Thing, Shanna the She-Devil. In the last two decades, Gerber authored celebrated Marvel Comics stories, including runs on Submariner, Daredevil, and The Defenders. DC Comics published Gerber's creator-owned works, Nevada and Hard Time, both of which met with considerable critical acclaim. In TV, he was a writer and story editor for Transformers and G.I. Joe, created Thundar the Barbarian.
Nice.
Got a 1998 shared a Daytime Emmy Award for his work on the new Batman-Superman adventures, and prior to his death, he was writing Countdown to Mystery, Dr. Fate for DC Comics.
Ookla the Mock, yo.
There it is, baby.
He brought us Ookla.
He did.
All right.
And Howard the Duck.
Well, there's our news for the day. Since it's Tuesday, let's talk movies.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
Rental movies, that is.
Yeah.
DVDs released for the day. I see Becoming Jane here, which I'm going to mention because I like girly movies.
I left
it
off my list.
It's all about Jane
Because I figured it was just for you.
It was for me. Yeah. That's out today.
Okay. In the Shadow of the Moon, the documentary with all the remaining surviving people from the Apollo space program from 68 to 72,
oh, cool.
recounting all their experiences up in space, is out today. That looks really cool, man.
Well, how about Comedy Central roasts, wait for it, Flavor Flav.
Oh!
It's out today. The Comedy Central Flavor Flav roast. To quote the great Flav himself, yeah, boy.
Right. Gone Baby Gone is out today. That's the Ben Affleck story that he directed about a missing 4-year-old girl and the two private detectives hired to find her, which apparently has one of the most cruelest, heartbreaking endings you've ever seen.
Mother F him and John Wayne.
At the same time?
Sorry. The Equalizer, season one,
season
baby.
Season one, yes.
You know, I never watched that show.
Really?
The Kingfish loved that show. And
that's
I
interesting.
Just for some reason never got around to it. Never
of all of those
it.
80s, you know, hero travels from place to place saving people, it had the most interesting twist.
You
I
like
thought.
That one, huh? I like you some Equalizer.
Martian Child is out today. That's the John Cusack movie, recently widowed sci-fi writer who contemplating adopting a 6-year-old boy who claims that he's from the planet Mars.
I just watch High Fidelity again.
Okay, that's probably
fine.
A good thing.
Collector's Edition Lonesome Dove is out today. I haven't seen any of these. I mention it because, you know, I'm getting into the Western thing now with my Deadlands campaign and junk.
Right.
And I'm watching the HBO Deadwood. I'm starting to watch. Maybe I actually ought to go check out Lonesome Dove.
Possibly.
Maybe I will. That's out.
Blade, the series, is out today. Season one of that is out today. Sticky Fingers took over the role for Wesley Snipes for it. It also, they call
Sticky.
It season one, but it's the only season as it got canceled after that.
Or Stick. I just call him Stick.
You call
his
him
close
Stick?
Friends. You know.
SF? Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. His close friends. That's all we
I
do.
I see that.
Route 66. It says TV series. Is that the entire series?
I believe it
How many
might
seasons
be.
Did that run? I don't know, to
I'm
be honest.
I'm going to say 66 just because.
Wow. That's impressive.
It's technically still on the air right now. We just are not paying
it would
attention
have to be,
to
wouldn't it?
You know what is out today, my friend? Zapped. Scott Baio, Willie Ames.
That's not on my
Heather
list.
Heather Thomas, Scatman Crothers, LaWanda Page. all together today, Zapped. And of course, it also stars the lovely, lovely Felice Schaeffer. I think that's how you say her name. She looked like a young Bailey Quarters from WKRP, Jan Smithers. She looked like her, and yeah, that's
okay,
nice.
First, in a world full of nicknames, to choose to be called Scatman.
Scatman. Scabbity boop bop bop bop.
Oh, I know what he meant.
Before the Germans took
all
over.
All right, anyway, I'm just saying, my God, this was an important film in my youth.
Sadly, though,
it was just not on my list.
I'm sorry, dude.
Dag, I would have said that one. Zapped was awesome.
That's the one I want.
The joy that was Willie Ames, sir.
Dude, those is a comedic duo. Those guys, you know, all they're great. Even though we got teenage hijinks, though, we still don't have Parker Lewis.
Damn it!
Hollywood's been gracing us with another show that we've all been waiting for. Mercy Hospital's a busy place, and even though you can see these stories every day, there's always more going on. Doctors do work at night, and this is their kind of stories. Today on DVD, you can get the 13 episode run of a show that has Billy Dee Williams in 5 episodes. Playing a character named Toussaint Dubois, yes, at long last, you can own General Hospital Night Shift, Season 1.
Wow. All righty, then. I think that's good. On that note...
What could possibly be better than
that? Yeah, I know. For this Tuesday, February 12, 2008, Geek Radio Daily, lest we forget that Paula Abdul herself personally starred once in a video with MC Scat Cat.
That's true.
Yeah, let's remember that. Let's put this thing to bed. Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Networks, recorded at the WRAR Worldwide Studio Headquarters, high above historic Tappahannock, Virginia. Email us at podcast@geekradiodaily.com and be sure to subscribe through iTunes.
A Geek a Day is the best way to play.
Klaatu, Marada.